Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who
Barker Pepper on the second of the third hour, 3 hours. Show May 28th, 2017, the second live hour of Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network .org, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I hope that you were able to get the last part of that first hour, because we're getting into to value as to what value is in terms of your matrix, if you will. And so I was starting to tell you about President Eisenhower as to how he decided, well, he was going to copy the intelligence system after the Second World War, and so he set up what he ended up calling knowledge engineers. And they wanted to go through the country and find people to be able to analyze information, not from the idea of analyze, but to actually make it. In other words, to be able to take information from references and other processes and actual products and processes and put them into a knowledge base that people could understand. Number two, the original program was by President Eisenhower was set up in such a way that if anything happened to the United States, in other words, he copied the paradigm that was put together in the Second World War by the other countries that we were fighting, and the idea of something happened where the books were destroyed, this person would know everything there is about that one subject. And that's where knowledge engineer started. So that's how I was tapped. You know, they found me. And, of course, tap, tap on the shoulder from Mr. Hart, which is how I opened the first hour of my program today. With that being said, before we get into the eminent domain takings in the United States, There's something that also bothered me, was something which I have not heard before. It's called cultural appropriation. And this is a bunch of people who got upset because a couple ladies in Oregon made a trip to Mexico. You probably heard the story. And they liked the lobster tortillas so much that they just kept asking, you know, well, how you make it, you know, and they talked to a lot of people and made it. So they go back to Oregon. They set up a way to duplicate the product and have a food truck, and they go out in Oregon and try to do this. And so you have people from colleges who who, like the people who walked out of Notre Dame's commencement exercise with the vice president speaking, saying, well, we just don't like racism, and we just don't like it, you know, as if they live in some kind of bubble, like they're so damn important that they're going to work. They go to one of the best universities in the world, and they walk out on the vice president. You know, that's just me. You know, I'm just saying there's no respect. There isn't any respect for things. It's like the people that went against the ladies in Oregon who had set up their food cart, their food bus, to make lobster tortillas. You know, as I understand it, the Mexican kind of food type thing. So what happens? You have the Black Lives Matter, you've got white groups, you've got feminists, you've got, they all sign a big proclamation. And it goes in and say, well, you have to give up your food cart because you have stolen somebody else's culture. And they call it cultural appropriation. They call it other words, too, because of the tortillas they have. Now, has anyone heard of Taco Bell or Chipotle? You know, so, you know, if you're really interested in Mexican food, you can go there and get it, too, you see. But the whole thing comes in, this is one of the processes that people seem to miss. These businesses started, they weren't stealing an idea of the concept. It's like a food show. If the judges will say, I like that menu. I really want that menu. You know, I want that recipe to put in my restaurant. They're complimenting the person. Some of these owners of restaurants actually name the dish after the person who put it together. But the whole point is, how far do you want to go in terms of appropriation and put it in a cultural way, in such a way that you impede innovation? Now, that's what I feel is really back of this. In other words, the idea of resist is turning into the left and the right, in terms of the left putting forth an idea of saying that you do not own anything, even though that you put out, in the terms of venture capital, part of venture capital, people have to invest. So you have index funds that have been set up to be able to put their investments in a whole series of securities. In other words, an index fund is to develop the performance level mathematically, similar to the algorithms that are being used now for investments. It's all mathematical. You talk to a computer. You want to go to a job today. That's the way it's done. You have the keywords. You have the whole process. Everybody sits down. You got to have that. You got to have that. The Japanese call it Ishin in. But the thing comes down to, when people have a cultural appropriation, according to these social communist students and people, saying it's white privilege. Now, if you take the concept of the fact we're going to be talking today about various forms, let's say, of testing for irritable bowel syndrome, and which comes in different forms of testing with bile acids and the new types of tests. And one of these tips I've helped invent. So you want to ask or play in the sandbox, you can ask. Is white privilege based upon the idea of the determination of what you eat to get into the bowel, to be able to digest and have these various amino acids and concepts that you have to test for and work with? Well, people have to invent the test. That's another investment. They have to work with anything. But just saying, you don't own the water. So the whole process, we can do eminent domain, we can do testing, and the processes, but what about the people that invent ways to use the sun and the wind, thinking that that's going to be enough energy to take care of the earth? And the whole process of that, they're just forgetting what I call the earth equation, which is an actual equation, and it's used in the determination of measurement of atmospheric rivers. And how, because there are rivers of water above the earth. And I remember years ago when I was on John Stettmiller's program. I haven't talked with him in a long time, but thing has come down. I forgot what it was. I was on the show. He was very kind to have me on the program. And there was a, we had 3 minutes to go. And there was a caller who, you know, asked 6 gotcha questions, you know, 3 minutes before John's show was over. And I went through and answered all 6. I didn't time myself, but it was under 2 minutes. And had to do with the physics of weather and the processes of development, and I talked about the atmospheric rivers. So this poor guy spends 3 years trying to prove it doesn't exist yet. It's happening in front of you. It's called rain. This was a whole process of the water's really there. It's in the atmosphere, right? Real rivers. And they form basis of determinations of how food is grown because of the amount of moisture, and you have satellites today who measure it. But this is all investments, you see. So, let's say if you have, first of all, I keep redefining an index fund, but it's a lot of securities. It's designed to have mathematically performance of a particular index measured, see? Now, if you have a fund with a whole pile of funds in one place, if you had an index fund that invested in the same securities as its underlying index or benchmark, which people want to have, now take it in mind when you think of that, you have the Gorbachev's of the world in the United Nations say you don't own the water, but you have to have the water for the product. But the index fund that's investing in these kinds of ideas invest in the same securities as the underlying index, and that's true. It's got some truth to that. Because if you have some securities trade infrequently, and they're very expensive, and so you can smooth out the 3% index that raises concerns. Let's say you have a mutual fund, an index mutual fund in food, which is what's happening. You have an exchange-traded funds are basically the same thing in your mind as you see it, but that's not true. They're passive investments in the food and water, and they have a trade difference. So in other words, the exchange-traded fund will probably be, it's, you know, traded on a stock exchange, and during the day the price will fluctuate, you know, just like a stock. But that index mutual fund trades only at the end of the trading session. So you're going to have a share price of what food and commodities and the development of what the energy system will be. The tests they're doing for the irritable bowel syndrome is based in the death panel, based upon a matrix in terms of the ICD-10 code, diagnostic codes, based on the types of tests that you're going to do to determine if you digested well and which way it came and how the inflammation occurred, hopefully determined by the test. So you might think the way people think in terms of survival, let's say all the index funds are developed and the emerging market countries the same way. In other words, if you, let's say in South Korea, a look at an emerging market in terms of the certain foods that we send to them, that South Korean stock is going to only account for about 15% of the emerging market, because most of the foreign products that are sent overseas are high grade. What we feed Americans is a lower grade. I still say, from the first time in all these 10 years, the kinds of foods that we have in markets, particularly for the trade agreements, we used to feed to the goats on the farm, and that's why they were so bad. The food is so bad. So the thing is that having local grown food has its aspects of it, but what about the biosolids of the human waste that's put into the soil in the real world to grow those crops? The biosolid is termed the waste, and they want to charge it. It's like the recycled food. In other words, it's called, in Los Angeles, it's called in sink, in your sink. And the idea is to take food, they call it organics to make it sound better, but the whole point is that the water reclamation system under the New World Order, they actually call it the New World Order, by the way, the water reclamation system, is to take that food and convert it to biogas, but they won't give you the differential on the index for that stock. Now, does that mean because you don't own the water, and the water in your body is determined by a percentage based upon the fact of how you assimilate it in the body through the intestine, then why is it that feces are the actual end product that is worth money? I want you to think about that, because that's real. That's not an academic exercise. You know what we're throwing around here in this little conversation between you and us, myself? And I hope we are on air. You want to know the figure? On a daily basis, $5 trillion a day on this planet is moving through the conversation that we're having right now. You think about that. Now, how much are you worth? In other words, the idea, if you're coming into the process of, let's say you bring in refugees from Syria that have no public health concepts, all right? What about the people that come from Iran, who come over here? Believe it or not, they come over here. They bring in, pay their $500,000 and get a business and a citizenship where they work down the line. Same thing for the Japanese. Same thing for the Chinese, who buy the mansions to turn the turnover. You get their 4% equity change. Place is called the flip, and it turns to the fact they put it on the market, put it in the index fund, collect their 16%, go back to China, bring their kids over here in the USA so they can live in a mansion that's over 165 acres. That's one of the limits. And they can destroy the place, do what the hell they want, go to the best universities in the world. The Egyptians have been doing that for years. Now the Russians are doing it. So we're not talking about an academic exercise. Like, you take an assumption that you can achieve an adequate diversification in your domestic stock portfolio by investing in the Nexus Fund that tracks the entire United States equities market. Let us assume that you think that. So let's say you got the Wilshire 5000, which actually represents all these actually traded United States stocks. But it may not be adequate when it comes to the diversification of what the food and the water and the process of developing. This is why I keep talking about the water index. It's worth more than gold. And that's the truth. It's worth more than gold, transfer, and index. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Thank you. This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on the second live hour of Parker Pathways. It's a three-hour program. This is the second hour. And we have Jeff from Idaho. Thank you very much, Jeff, for waiting.
After calling six times, I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist inversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
I know.
My antithesis view of the CIA follows Dr. Parker. Roosevelt. My anti-status view of the CIA follows.
Oh,
Kermit,
yeah.
Roosevelt and the CIA overthrew Iran and Mossadegh. The French CIA installed the mullahs. All the PDFs and the audios this week are to repair the wheel, not reinvent it. The inner requires 72 triangular assemblies, and the outer requires four large dielectric impulses with smaller number in the captain of the Enterprise chair, an F-16 chair for outer space. The holiday is about remembering our past. Harry Patch, last surviving soldier of World War I, quoted, "War is organized murder and nothing else." Clint, in his final book edition, as a PDF, explains the same thing. The Hillary case and the Ninth Circuit ruling show the 2007 SCOTUS case, which illegally allowed bar treaty attorneys from 1947 operation in the state of Louisiana, where there's Napoleonic code. The four USC 72 issues that Anna has documented cannot be resolved. The private contractors from the last international law under misprison of felony did not correct this action. The rules for radical legal system, you know, is fully corrupt, and the Globalist fifth column of lawyers need to be tried for treason. After speaking with John Clark at 2 a.m., he explained that the globalists exist by crafting narrative and faking real history. John Clark and Ray McGovern will explain the Harry Truman op-ed in December 1963 in the Washington Post about the CIA. Dr. Parker, as John Clark said about you, how's Jim Greer doing? The metaphor is the CIA is dying of cancer, and it is terminal. Operation Cyanide and the false flag of Icebreaker, the sneak attack in 1967 by Israel with the 50-year anniversary of the USS Liberty, and all of the depleted uranium from the Dimona reactor have been genocidal war crimes being spread all over the world. The recent trip is Clancy's The Sum of All Fears. Donald is now the globalist President Fowler, right? And the annual numeric numbering association provided by a friend has to come to an end. The window of has to come clean since 1860, and it's disappearing very quickly for the current administration to have plausible deniability of all the things that's occurred. And as George Carlin said, rules I live by, my first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells you. So, I just wanted to follow up real quick because I got cut off with not being able to connect. And all those items, if you look at them, will help. The infrastructure thing, I think you should look at.
Yes.
And,
no question.
And if you're driving down the M3 in London, all right, you'll find all that stuff is associated with the October 2015 issues, circuit-wise. And Dr. Glenn Gordon from the July 2014 issues tie in with the stuff in the past little while. The PDF data, if you get a chance to look at it, 105 pages, is from the August 2012 water analysis. And if you're interested, I can show you how that all ties in with all the things we've worked on. But it would probably require like a Presidential Medal of Freedom for Dr. Clark to get the things necessary to establish the claims that are being put forward.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm very interested. And but you know how this works is that I used to say that when you walk into in the old days, when you walked into the buildings in the government, the one people in the offices on one side of the hall were trying to kill you while you're out on a mission, and the people on
those
the
were lefties.
Side,
right.
Yeah, yeah. And the other side of the people were trying to save your life.
Right.
And, yeah. And there's no joke about that. That's really...
Oh, I know.
That was really true. Yeah. And they all ate in the same commissary.
Right.
You know?
Right. Hey, before I get cut off, read that four quad resonator thing, the nine pages, all right?
Yes.
If you didn't get that book. And it'll tie in all this stuff, okay?
I will. And I want to thank you very much, Jeff, for calling and hanging on to get on.
Yeah, it's all a communist plot for the May, for May Day, you know, communist month.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. To order, call Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The Porter Pet Lease, and there's been a lot of discussion, and I brought it up on the on year four and year seven of my Porter Pet Lease programs for the whole year. It was an integration of information a piece at a time concerning electromagnetic fields, and I've done the peer review of studies that have been done on humans, and of course I came out with the chloramine causes health damage, the concept of the sperm cell death, and the deformation of sperm cells, and particularly the sperm tail, as a result of chloramine in the water. Of course, now we have we have the recycled water system have contaminants of which the government wishes to have the reusable water drunk in such a way that will affect your pancreas directly. And of course, I wanted to cover today the irritable bowel syndrome and pancreatitis. From the contaminated water, so which there are six types. You have the fracking water, you have the determination water, which comes from the residue from parallel hydraulic fracking four minerals that are going on in the United States, which is why the national parks are involved for drilling. In order to do that, though, you have to have a certain amount of frequencies that interact with human tissues that are going to affect fertility and reproduction. And that is a form of an electromagnetic field in order to, you know, to actuate certain molecular bindings of the water molecule itself. So, which is called genotoxicity and carcinogenicity of exposures that are quite real. And the radiations on the biological systems is the electronic devices which are being used on these massive levels of communication and these personal wire devices and particularly the air surveillance systems and the medical diagnostic and therapeutic purposes for the electromagnetic field. Several years ago, RBN used to have in their store, they had some covers that were being used, that were being sold to the audience, for protecting your brain and from portable phones. Now, what I do in terms of setting up clinical trials for people, in terms of part of the audience, I've been on here for almost 10 years. I've had 14 gliosarcomas, which are brain tumors of a very different type of nature. We've lost over those years in clinical trials around the world, we're talking about people who have listened to our program. We kept them alive longer because we introduced the concept of electromagnetic fields as affecting the tumor. And a lot of these studies I'm going to read to you over a period of many shows. We actually have the data. We have the amount of wattages per kilogram of body weight. A kilogram is 2.2 pounds. And for instance, you have one watt of radio frequency, which comes from a Wi-Fi or wireless laptop, particularly the smart meters, which are being used to measure water, and of course the cell towers. But if you just have one watt for every 2.2 pounds of human body weight, you're affecting the motility of the sperm. And it can be reduced in cell phone users, particularly in human males, in that kind of dose-dependent manner. In other words, it is a process. But I remember when John's wife, who was there, she asked me, well, what do you think of this product? Can we work it? And I said, absolutely, you go out the door with this. And I gave her some data to work with. That was several years ago. The RBN audience did not buy it over a period of time. I didn't have any financial interest in the project. She was asking me my professional opinion. And I had two shows on that. That was one series of shows. There were two shows I came up with in which I was talking about. Went to great lengths to talk about the electrical pollution as an environmental contaminant. I had three unions, one death threat, and the United Nations go against me verbally. Now, this is not about the water. We're talking about what the electromagnetic caviation of the water molecule within the brain would do. So I'm going to pick up this again, but of course I've done all the advanced work. There's 66,000 medical records that I've reviewed of people's work that have been done on what happens inside the body with electromagnetic fields, and particularly with the formations of cavitation within the water molecule of the brain. Now, the idea of having sperm and testes morphology done has been done.
They have done the studies in pathology on the male reproduction patterns, which change tremendously. Now, when you have a haploid stem cell, which you got to keep in mind that the testes of a male are essentially stem cells in terms of the development of how that sperm will develop. Now, when this project reached the National Institute of Health, which was 4 years ago, the main focus was on the potential cause of male infertility. And male infertility is usually associated with high rates of DNA damage in the sperm, and the damage is correlated with these clinical outcomes, such as power frequency of millihertz of magnetic fields. So at that time, and now it still is today, we're not talking about, I'm talking the real world, you know, about male and females. But the, Hillary Clinton said that this is the year of the woman. And that's her focus, is to get the women motivated. That she did that at Wellesley. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you have women that are in charge of the National Institute of Health for the research for male testes and spermatozoa and de novo mutations of the DNA, and also carcinogenic risks in the human male, and they make policy with health departments around the country, but it's anti-male. And so the process, so what I did was, in other words, they were trying to, it's part of the dominant feministic thinking that they have, you know, females are very clever because what they do, they don't talk that about it openly. You know, a man, he'll go to a bar and talk about what the hell he wants to talk about, and nobody, you know. But females, they have their little meetings, they go to the thing, they go to lodges, they go to the thing, they have the women's groups and the whole thing. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know. But when you look at the patents and the intellectual property coverage of how the patents are challenged, which is how I opened my show today, in terms of the Supreme Court ruling on patents being challenged in the area that the company's incorporated, there were 26 Amicus Curiae from female groups. Now you ask yourself, well, why would 26 female groups, since Hillary Clinton says it's the year of the woman, and that's how she plans to get back into politics, and of course she still is in politics, actually her whole aim is to destroy President Trump, and that's why that big money's coming in from Europe. It's coming in from the foundation, from South America. You have the thing, and what is their basis of this, you see? The kid is to protect, you know, the risk factors for human embryos that would affect embryonic development as one of the core things they're not telling you about. And the biophysics of the low-frequency fields is very, very important. And this is what these directors in these agencies in the government are doing, is changing or wanting to change the facets of how you see the research going based upon determinations of how effect of the body. This is not only for the sperm, it's also they forget. Females do this all the time. They do what's called a predictive invariance thinking in psychology. They don't realize, they think, well, I'm going to have an intervivo impregnation because I don't need the male. And this is, you know, the thinking is going on. Well, you can do that if your fallopian tube and ovary will accept the formation of a new antibody system. And so that's the real world we're talking about. This is where they're going. You might think this is science fiction in terms of the thing. No, I'm just giving you what's coming down the line 4 years from now, and it's happening as we speak. And as we speak, in fact, they meet even tomorrow at the National Institute of Health on this issue. So the current density
of what's called the conductivity of the biological body is intercepted by the electromagnetic frequency. And it induces that electric field and these circulating currents, and that's going to compete with the currents and voltages that are already in the tissue. Now, it has to be that way, you see, because otherwise the human species would not be able to procreate. You have to have the process of the field interaction with the biological body, and there's a formula for that. It's E internal divided by E external, similar is 4 to the 18th power, and it's multiplied by 100 k volts to produce an average electric field of the order of 4 millimeter volume meters. That is the way to save humans, but they want to change that into a different and a higher electromagnetic field through the towers and the phones. Most of the phones that are invented, you have an Apple stock that's running at $199 a share, but it can go actually higher than that based upon what we're talking about, which is the control of living matter. This is their basic plans. So if you have an electrical potential difference of what's called an eddy current conducting paths, these low-frequency electric and magnetic fields are going to be producing physiological significant electrical fields through the mechanism of magnetic induction. Now, let us say that we take that little story out of Oregon where you have two ladies who go to Mexico on a vacation, ask how people make their lobster tortilla, and then they go back to Oregon and try to get their food cart, okay, their food bus. Now, they are being accused by white privilege, what are called associates. That's the way they do it. You know, that's the old-time way. They're picking up on, they're doing it now. They say, well, I'm an associate of an institution or the process of it. And the thing is, because the heat, their argument was, you know, the heat from the oven and the whole process was developing and changing the term, and this is a cultural appropriation in a different way because in Mexico they have a different heat. Imagine accepting that into the fact that a court accepts that it's white privilege that's being given, that they can appropriate another person's color, culture. Never thinking that the fact that the food itself has its own power density and has its own developmental system. Okay? So what we're talking about is that if you have fertility and reproduction, you have an ultrasound system that heats the water in the body and has a sufficient power, and you have this process of the temperature and the cavitation temperature, and it'll break the cellular structure. So if the effect of that magnetic field, you say, as you're picking up on it, I hope, is connected to that response of what's called the cortical cytoskeleton, which are these bundles of what are called actin microfilaments. And that's, if you rearrange the cortical cytoskeleton during the first 20 minutes after the contact of the sperm and egg, you are changing the human species reproduction on the earth. Okay? So let's say you have a wireless, as an example. You got 2,400 megahertz. You got it 24 hours a day, 20 weeks, walking around looking at your iPhone. You increased your DNA damage, and you reduced the DNA repair. That's the research, all right? And if you go, this work is done by Adestoy in 2012, and the idea is that if you have 91 thousandths of a watt for every 2.2 pounds of body weight, you have affected your DNA damage and reduced the potential for the DNA repair. And this is for any reproductive age. So you have the integrity of the germ cell, which are the male germ cells, are the reproductive cells which make the sperm. Now, you have, let's say, lymphoma cancer. You can have that lymphoma cancer double in your body from cell phone radiation for 18 months. Excuse me. That's 0.13 in that study of watts for every 2 watts based on every pound of body weight. You can have harmful effects of the eye and certain drugs sensitive to the eye. And that is 0.5 watt for every 2 pounds of weight. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-31.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others.
Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And the studies on of which there are, I've done peer review. This is there are 66,000 medical records. Of course, the terms of things is how the structural changes that are in the body that result in different calcium concentrations and how it changes behavior. And these neural behavioral disorders can be passed on in epigenetic systems. You know, you can have an altered brain development in children as a result of this, of the electromagnetic fields, and change what's called the mitochondrial oxidative phosphorylation, rather than changing glucose development and glycolysis. But the whole point comes down to, let's say that you're on a Wi-Fi, you're on a wireless Wi-Fi, and there are a lot of studies that have been done on males that had good sperms, they were healthy donors, and the selected sperms were taken from people who had the Wi-Fi on their lap. So if you have the laptop as a source of that electromagnetic field, the sperm suspension is divided in such a way you have one sperm aliquot, which is experimental from each patient, okay? Then you have exposed on the Internet connected laptop with a Wi-Fi laptop for 4 hours. Now, if the second aliquot, which you have, which is they're not exposed to anything, use the control incubator, under these laptop conditions, what's called the ex vivo during 4 hours on a wireless internet, it's connected to that laptop, you have a decrease of progressive sperm motility and an increase of DNA fragmentation by 62%. So you have a level of dead sperm that showed no significant difference between these the groups, but they all the studies, which basically has decreased sperm mobility, which does not regenerate. Now, something for you to think about. So in other words, if let's say that you have the combination of the towers, the Wi-Fi on the lap, the phone that you're talking about, and all of my glial sarcoma references that were given to me, because I'm considered the person of last resort in the real world. They try everything with the patients, and you have 59 percentage watts for every 2.2 pounds of weight. You have a cell phone that induces that glioma in the brain. And also these cells have a significant increase in thymidine uptake, which may be indication of more cell division, actually. Now, the sperm damage from the oxidative stress in other studies have shown 14th of a second of electromagnetic fields from phones, towers, Wi-Fi, wireless top, and a smart meter for measuring the water. The sperm damage will go and have a lower result in 2 hours. And if you continue that for 45 days, an exposure to 10 gigahertz, which would be accumulation of that work, you would not be able to revive this sperm. That study's done by Kumar, and of course that's in the year 2012, and that's the one that I started with in terms of the thousands of studies that I reviewed. If you have the immune system effect on your whole immune system for females, you have, with the same megahertz weight per 2.2 pounds of body weight, you have an elevation of what's called the PFC account, which is the antibody-producing cells, which prevent reproduction. So this is the end of my second hour, and we could go into this in more depth, which I will in other programs. But I don't hear the music from the end of my second hour. But I think that we'll pick this up at a later date, and hope that the basis of what's called the development of brain to eye to consciousness.